Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here today with Kelsey McBride with McBride Tribe Fitness at Absolute Fitness. So you do a lot of health and fitness and wellness stuff around Cookeville, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Talk to me about some of that.
Okay. So I run a boot camp. It's an all-women's fitness boot camp at Absolute Fitness. We start at 5 a.m. with my boot camp class. It's a high-intensity interval cardio class. Light to moderate weights.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the idea behind my program is that you can do cardio and lift weights. So I try to incorporate those together.
So you're kind of being able to work out with all levels, because if you incorporate a lot of different things, you get to hit a lot of the bases that people like to cover.
I'm trying to get beginners in, as well as mm-hmm. if, you know, you're an advanced athlete, you can do my program as well. So all fitness levels, all ages, anyone is welcome into my program.
That's pretty awesome. So let's talk a little bit about how you got here. Most fitness professionals that I know have some kind of journey, because nobody learns to work out for a living and put other people in pain unless they had to go through something to get there. So talk to me a little bit about that. Like, how did you get to where you are?
It's a pretty long journey. I mean, as you said, really, it all stems from an eating disorder that I had at 9 years old. My mother died of breast cancer when I was nine, and I really just started eating a whole lot, you know, mm-hmm. like that was my way of coping with that, you know. So this went on for years, years and years, body image issues, mm-hmm. Not feeling good or comfortable in my own body.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, getting bullied in school, that was a hard time for me, because I was overweight, because I was eating so much, because that was how I was coping with everything. So, I developed, bulimia nervosa.
Mm-hmm.
My family found out about it probably when I was around 16 years old, and I ended up having to go to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty extensive, like what happened to me. It was just my way of coping with what was happening in my life. It just kind of fell from there. My family helped me out. I started college, you know, I was overweight, binge drinking in college. That's what I did. Like, I went to school for the party, not for school. That was me.
Okay.
So, and I had a great time. That was great, but I still did not feel comfortable with myself. I was not happy with who I was, and mm-hmm. I didn't know where I was going in my journey of life. With my journey of like my body, like I had no idea who I was like at that point, because I mean, my grandmother, she raised me, and the age gap between a 70-year-old person and a teenager, that was, you know.
Yeah. You're from two different worlds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I really just didn't know who I was. I didn't know like what I should like to do. I didn't know where I was going. So, I just decided, I turned 21. I was like, I'm too old for this, like to be doing this thing of, I don't know what I'm doing. So I became a nurse. I went to nursing school. I got my LPN license, and I started working out. I was like, I'm going to ditch the eating disorder. I'm done with it. Like, I'm getting my life in order. And it just kind of stemmed from there. Like, working out, I found, was like the way that I could release all of the bad stuff that was happening in my life. You know, like it was my stress yeah. relief.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense, because even as a health coach, one of the things that I do with people when they have very severe, strong, or very deep seated emotions is try to get them moving, because it's amazing how much those endorphins act as an antidepressant in the body.
Yeah.
And it literally helps clear your head. So yeah. That's, you know, that's a real world example of the fact that that really does work. You know, a lot of times working out is the most underutilized antidepressant that you could get your hands on. Most people don't even think of it as an outlet.
Yeah.
But having a physical catalyst is huge.
Yeah. Like, it was my go-to for everything. Working out was yeah. my go-to for, like, if I had a bad day at school, or if like I was really stressed out about my test, like, you know, I looked forward to going to the gym afterwards, because like I felt so good while I was like, you know, even if it's on the elliptical for like 30 minutes or like weight training for like 30 minutes, I was like, I feel good. And I feel good enough to study now,
mm-hmm.
you know, like after yeah. being in school for, you know, 8 hours, and then, you know, I'd have to go home and take a nap because I'm freaking exhausted, and then, you know, go work out. And then I was ready to study all night long and then go back at it. So I did that for about a year. Recorded myself on my phone and took side to side pictures of how I was progressing. I ended up losing, I think, 50 pounds on my own in a year, just, eating right, cleaning up my diet and not binging and purging. I no longer having my eating disorder.
That's an
So,
amazing accomplishment.
yeah, I really cleaned up my life from 21 to 22.
Well, and most people don't see that kind of progression in a year.
Yeah.
But, it is good to know that there are stories like that that do exist, and there is a real live person and not a fake one from Instagram
Yeah.
that it actually happened to that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Because so much of what you see on social media can be fake. But knowing that there's someone, because this is a local radio station, knowing there's someone in our own backyard who's willing to not only be a fitness instructor, but also has been there. Because it's
Yeah.
so powerful to look at someone and say, I know where you are because I did that.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I stem from, and I feel like why people do seek me, because I have been there. I know what it feels like to feel empty, and I know what it feels like to feel full. So, I know what it feels like to be at your lowest, and I know what it feels like to be at your highest. So, that I really just want to instill confidence in people. That is what I'm really passionate about. If you're moving, you're grooving, and if you're feeling good about what's happening in your life and you're feeling about good about the movements and the exercise that you're doing, then you will see progress as long as you're feeling good about it.
That's very true. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking today with Kelsey McBride from McBride Tribe Fitness. So, going into a little of your backstory, you said that you grew up in Cookeville when we were talking earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, whereabouts? Like in town, out of town, middle of nowhere, but still
I mean, middle of
Cookeville?
nowhere, still Cookeville, Shipley community. So that's what my grandmother always, told me that it was. I said that I always said I lived in a cow pasture. So, yeah.
It's not that far out,
No, not
but
that
far
far.
enough.
Yeah, about 10 minutes into town,
That's not too far out.
Nah.
So with fitness and health and wellness, like you said, you went and got your LPN license. Are you still practicing as an LPN
I
or
am
has?
not. I worked at Tennessee Heart for about 4 years, and then I decided that, I really enjoyed fitness, and I had already done bikini competitions and stuff like that, and I was just really passionate about it, and I was like, this is what I want to do and what I want to pursue. So,
And in pursuing that, how did that start? Like, where did you go? What did you do?
I started looking online, how do I get certified to do this? And I got my NASM certification in personal training. So NASM, or National Academy of Sports Medicine. So that's where I got my certification through. And I just started training once I received it. Once I got it and took my test, I was like, okay, I'm ready. As soon as I took my test, I had my paper and I was like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Who can I help? So.
And so, group fitness classes that you teach now, how did you get involved in the group fitness? Was it just trying to reach more people with that 1 hour that you have?
I always have enjoyed group fitness. A lot of the group fitness classes I did at Leisure Services while I was going through nursing school. So I always had a passion for being around people. I love people. I love being around all sorts of them. And so it came an opportunity. My boss at Absolute Fitness came to me and was like, I can see that you are very good with people and you love them. We would love for you to be the director of Kickstart program. And that's what it was at Absolute Fitness. And so it just kind of developed from there, and then it became my own. I kind of turned this regular boot camp into a women's boot camp. So, Yes, ma'am.
Now, with the boot camp that you have now, how many different styles of classes are involved in that?
Okay, so we have the HIIT style boot camp. That's initially what Kickstart was, where we can go outside and run intervals, like you would on a football field, or sometimes it's just walking, step, it's just different kinds of exercises, So we'll do three sets of 15 jumping jacks and then go into something else. It's just light weight to moderate weight and using that weight. So Then I have weightlifting class. So mm-hmm. that's where we go out into the gym if you're interested in learning how to use the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach women, like, you know, this is the gym setting, get them familiar, get them comfortable with the gym setting, because a lot of people are just really not comfortable in going into a gym at all. They have no idea what they're doing when they're in there.
Well, and also a lot of people are afraid of being criticized too.
Yeah.
You know, I've had clients before that they're like, I joined a gym, but all I do is go in and get on the treadmill because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And the people who are over by the weights are really big and they're scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just giving them that confidence to be able to walk in and say, okay, I don't know everything, but I know this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's kind of the idea behind it, is that, you know, take me as they call me the gym mother, you know, so like take me, I'll take you under my wing and, mm-hmm. you know, I will show you around the gym and we'll, you know, teach you everything that I know and make you very comfortable. My goal is to not keep you long term. It is to get you very comfortable with yourself and what you're doing so that you can go out on your own and do your thing. So
that is an absolutely awesome concept to follow. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick.
Okay.
And we're going to be right back with Kelsey McBride from McBride Tribe Fitness right after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here today with Kelsey McBride with McBride Tribe Fitness. We talked a little bit about your different styles of training that you've done in the past. Is there one that you favor over the others, just one that you personally just gravitate towards more?
Yes, I would say the weightlifting is definitely one that I gravitate towards, and then just, you know, dancing and being myself. Of course. So
dancing is the most fun.
Yes. Dancing is the most fun.
Absolutely. So weightlifting is yeah. one of those things that a lot of women may be a little intimidated by. You know, typically it's thought of as something that mostly men do.
Okay. Yeah.
But talk to me a little bit about what styles of weightlifting you train. You know, someone who would be looking for that, who wants a female trainer. Honestly, that's something that I personally would pass on to someone like you. I don't train with weights. I prefer not to. It's just how I, you know, with my fitness journey and the things that I did, it's just not something I gravitate towards.
Right.
So for people out there and inquiring minds that want to know, give me some of the basics of that.
Okay. So you would come to me if you were my client and you would be like, okay, so I want to lose X amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really like to build my shoulders and I would really like to, you know, build a booty. And you're like, okay, so let's build a regimen for you Monday through Sunday mm-hmm. of X amount of cardio and, you know, X amount of lifting. So say, which I'm still going to incorporate, even though you tell me that you want to build your shoulders and your booty, we're still going to work on your back and we're still going to work on your abs. But, you know, you've just told me what you want and what you're wanting to see grow the most. So, mm-hmm. you know, Monday would probably hit shoulders and triceps and do like X amount of cardio that I feel like is needed for your fat loss. And then we would proceed on through each day of the week. You know, I would put, okay, we're going to do back and biceps this day, and we're going to do X amount of cardio this day. Then the next day we would do like, okay, we're going to do glutes and hamstrings and then X amount of cardio. So I try to tailor it to you and then give you the exercises that you need. So,
okay. Which, you know, looking at things of that nature, you know, proportion is absolutely 100% important.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Just because, you know, I would want shoulders and booty doesn't mean that everything is going to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to work out your body at least semi-evenly in order to achieve
Yeah. Like you
the
have to
proportion.
Be proportionate you know, and people, they'll come to me with that, you know, I just want to grow my legs. And like, they just want to do legs. And I'm like, well, then you're kind of leaving the rest of your body behind, you know, and you want to look, you know, you don't want just to have like these big legs and then your arms are up top, like mm-hmm. with nothing there. So, people that are seeking me are really seeking to grow and look strong. Mm-hmm. I would say, they want to have muscle mass, but not a whole lot. Like, you're not going to gain like extreme muscle mass, you know, you would have to eat a whole lot of food, a whole lot of food. And that's what I think women don't really understand is the amount of food that you're going to have to eat while lifting in order to grow those muscles. So.
Absolutely true. I remember when I was a competition level gymnast, I literally ate everything I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, also I was working out 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. I mean, I was burning through it insanely fast.
Yeah.
But you are correct. The amount of food you have to consume to build muscles like that, it almost makes your brain do a weird flip flop of thinking that you're eating too much.
Yes.
And you're really not.
And that's the biggest thing that I see women tell me is they're like, I'm just not used to eating this much food. Are you sure that I should be eating this much food? And I'm like, well, you're kind of training like an athlete, mm-hmm. you know, like you do need to be eating this much food. And especially if you want to gain the muscle that you're wanting to gain.
So. Right. Yeah. Because your body will start consuming itself. And that's not what you want it to do.
No, ma'am.
No. So as far as training cardio and things like that, is there any specific type of cardio that you like the most or that you find the most efficient?
No, I've done all several, like all different types of cardio. There's fasted cardio, there's HIIT cardio, there's, you know, steady state cardio, you know, bicycling, running. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like it's just really what works for your body. So like for some people, their time frame, mm-hmm. you know, they're like, I have an hour to work out. I'm like, okay, so let's build your program so that you get X amount of weightlifting and then you can get your cardio in as well. So mm-hmm. HIIT cardio might be good for that person because it's going to spike their heart rate faster. They're going to burn more calories in less time. And so that way they're good. You know, then you have someone that's like, well, I have more time to work out. Well, maybe do you like steady state cardio? Would you like to burn calories over a longer period of time? You don't want to have to run or sprint, you know? So it's really just kind of like what works for your body and like what works for your time frame and like mm-hmm. just what works for your life, you know?
Yeah, because finding something that you can do that fits with your lifestyle, you know, if it doesn't fit, it doesn't matter how good it is for you. You're mm-hmm. not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you show up at the gym and your workout is not enjoyable, you're going to do it for a week and ditch it.
Yeah.
And so it's got to be fun. It's got to fit you. It's got to suit you.
Yes.
And, you know, what I'm hearing is that you are willing to work with people to the point where you're going to create a program that they're going to love. And if they don't love it, you're going to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
And figure it out for them.
Yeah. I try my best to. Now, if you're like competition prepping or something like that, there are people that, you know, do competitions like figure, bikini, bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get into that stuff, it does matter what kind of cardio that you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And it does matter like the amount and the time and how fast you're going. But as far as the people that are beginners and that are just wanting to like lose weight and like feel good in their body, I don't feel like that really matters. Like as long as they're feeling good about what they're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, the average person just wants to be healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you want to be able to get outside and play with your kids without getting winded. You want to, you know, be able to go hiking without dying.
Yeah.
You know, for the average person, it's just a matter of being able to function at such a level that you can enjoy your life.
Yes. And that's what I'm about. Like, I just want people to love what they do. Mm-hmm. If you really love my boot camp class and that's what you want to do, I'm not going to make you come into my weightlifting class and do it. You know,
yeah.
But if you really love my weightlifting class and that's what you want to do and that's what makes you feel good, absolutely. Come on, let's do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
all the things that you have included in the boot camp, what is it that they get when they sign up for this boot camp?
Okay. So they get all of my classes. I work Monday through Saturday, at different time periods, but we start at 5 a.m. and my latest class, starts at 6:30 p.m. So I'm at the gym pretty much all day, but I love it. That's my job. That's what I'm here for.
Right.
So they get all of my classes. We have childcare at Absolute Fitness. So if you are a stay at home mom, or if you're someone that needs someone to be watching your kid just for an hour, mm-hmm. you know, while you're working out, then, you know, we're tailored to you. It also comes with your gym membership to Absolute Fitness. So you can go inside the weightlifting room and or even my classroom, I don't care, and do whatever you want outside of my classes. So,
okay, so they do, it's not just the boot camp. They have access to the whole gym.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And then I also provide like a nutrition guide, you know, like how to calculate your macros and how to calculate your calories. So, and then the proper nutrition, just a list of foods that would be good for you. So,
yeah, because most people don't realize like the more junk you eat while you're working out, the less your body has fuel.
Yeah.
You have to have fuel.
Yeah.
Ugh. For those of you who are just jumping in here, we're talking with Kelsey McBride from McBride Tribe Fitness, and she is over at Absolute Fitness. And so where is that located at in town?
It is 560 South Jefferson Avenue. It is in the old Kmart shopping center next to Bargain Hunt. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
And you guys have, do you ever utilize the parking lot and things like that to work out?
Oh yeah. 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 We'll walk around the parking lot, or sometimes I will make people run sprints, you know, but
you horrible person, you.
But you know what is so funny is that, you know, they'll say, oh gosh, you know, and then like after they do it, they're like, oh my gosh, I did that. Like, I feel so good about myself. So, I mean, I'm here to push you and make you a better person. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, and it's what I've told some of my clients before. It's like, if you like me all the time, I'm probably not doing my job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a fine line between like pushing someone too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like when I first became a trainer, mm-hmm. you know, you want to go like to the wall, like, let's do it. I'm going to push this person. And then, you know, honestly, I had people like going hypoglycemic on me all the time because mm-hmm. I was just pushing them so hard. But as I've developed into the trainer that I am, like, I am like, okay, like I can look at you. And as we progress with each other, I know what you need from me. So like the amount of push that you need from me and the amount of back off that you need from me.
Right.
So
yeah, every client has a look. Okay,
yeah.
That they shoot you and it's like, oh, okay, we reached our limit.
Yeah.
We need to stop here.
Yes.
Yes. And that's something that, you know, I kind of feel like develops over time, because you're right. When you first get into it, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna kill everybody. It's gonna be great. And then after a little while, you're like, no one's coming back. Nobody likes me. And yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's because
I've done it too.
Yeah, because you're just pushing them, and it's because you want so much out of them. Mm-hmm. Like you just want them to do good, you know. And then you just don't know what their body's doing. Really.
Well, and a lot of it also is, you know, being a person who's been in physical fitness in as long as you have. You know, you have an understanding of what the human body is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that everybody has an understanding of what their body is capable of.
Right.
And that's, you know, the hallmark of a good trainer, to be able to look at someone and assess that and, you know, just intuitively know, this is as far as we're going to go because, you know, I want them to show up tomorrow. Yeah.
But then there is also kind of a mindset thing too.
Oh, yeah.
That you look at somebody and maybe they are making those faces or they're looking at you like that and you're like, yeah, but this is a mind thing for you. Mm-hmm. You're not pushing your mind past its point, not your body, you know? Yeah. So I think you have to be able to realize like someone's mindset as well. Are they pushing their mind during this, you know, this specific workout? Yep. So I think that's something that I've had to develop as well, like reading people and reading their, you know, their mindset as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's one of those things. It just takes time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It's definitely been a journey for me as a trainer, and it will continue to be a journey for me. So, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, and I know you are hooked up on all the social media stuff and all of that wonderfulness. Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah. How do people find you?
So I am on Instagram under Kelsey McBride Fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on there. I'm also on Facebook, just Kelsey McBride. You can look me up on there. I do with my program, if you decide that it's something that you want to come and pursue, I have a private group page on Facebook that we're all, like all of my clients and myself, are a part of. So that's where we keep in touch with each other and motivate each other. So I guess that's where like the McBride tribe comes from, because, you know, we're a community. So.
All right. Well, this is a lot of amazing information. And, you know, I really do hope that a lot of people out there will take advantage of this, because, you know, finding workout programs that are really good for the female body, you know, it's something that's, it's almost a niche.
Yeah,
it really is, you know, especially with weightlifting. So I wish you the best.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And thank you all for joining us for Local Matters.